Now, don't. Their mother was a sister to my daddy. I wish we could have taken her to me.
Well, it must be nice to be so healthy.
There's 10 of the children. They're everyone living. And they're all retired. There was 3 girls and 7 boys. And they've all retired. They're everyone now past 65.
Yes, ma'am.
That's remarkable, ain't it?
Sure is. Quite unusual.
Well, they're strung out, some of them's in Arizona. I think he's the only one in Oregon. And 4 of them's in Arkansas. One in Arizona, I believe, and 2 in California. He writes me every now and then about him. I love to get letters from him. He writes interesting letters, and I know him real good. You see, we played together from time I can remember, and was together a lot until we were, I said 18, we weren't but 16 when he left here.
Yes,
near about 17 when he left here and went over, moved away with his family.
Mm-hmm.
I see. How far is it to my home?
It's, let's see. I imagine it's about a good 2-hour drive.
It must be. Some friends of mine used to come down here, but I needed to hear them say how far it was. And after she died, he kept coming. He was a good bit older than she was, and older than I was. He just died last year. They were railroad folks. And, he kept up with he was a Grand Lodge officer, and he kept up with all the railroad folks everywhere that we met at the conventions and the general committee meetings and everything. And he just thrilled me to death to see him a coming.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me wherever, after my house burned, I had a big book of addresses. Well, it burned up, and just the ones that wrote me in their address that happened to be on the letters from then on was all I could write to.
Yes, ma'am.
And I knew that, you see, the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen covers the whole United States and Canada. And when they have those conventions, well, they've got delegates comes from every lodge, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a chance to learn lots of people and see there several weeks, too.
Yes, ma'am.
I miss all those kind of things, but I'm not able to go now if we had them. And if my husband was living, he wouldn't be able to go either.
Yes, ma'am.
Because me and him was the same age.
I see. I wanted to ask you about a few expressions. Say if a woman is about to have a baby, you know, talking about her condition, what would people say? They'd say that she was...
Well, they use different expressions. Some of them would say, well, she's looking to go to the hospital. Some would say, well, she's expecting her baby, her first baby, her third baby, or something like that. And some would say, oh, that woman's pregnant.
Used to. Was that word pregnant used very much?
No, it wasn't. I